The NRQ Morning Show.
Everyone pay attention.
Can I have your attention, please?
With Rock and Emma.
Get up now. Right now.
Somebody get me some coffee.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
Only on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Good Monday morning. It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm rocking us. Emma.
Hey, dude.
What's up, man?
I'm trying to shake this headache. It's not a migraine, so I'm here. But, man, I have been struggling all night long with this headache. I swear.
I know how you can shake that headache.
Are you going to say hit it against the wall? Because
no,
it doesn't work.
I was going to say you can go home. I assume this place is your headache.
Do you want me to go home? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying that's how you probably could fix it.
I feel like you say that every day, though, even if I don't have a headache. Yeah. You know what would help you in general?
You could just go ahead and clock out.
Just bail.
Bail.
Fantastic.
Big night tonight. It's fight night.
It is. I'm excited.
I feel every time, like, as the hours draw near. Speaking of which, less than 12 hours to go now until the first presidential debate. I feel like Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor when he's like talking about the fight between Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. Like, especially at
Night of Gotham, son of Krypton. It's just like, man.
I would not want to get in a fight with that guy.
Yeah, it's just like, man, I am so ready for this. They are severely underestimating how many people are going to be tuning into this. They're thinking only 100 million.
Yeah.
And that number is.
And it's on ABC, too. Yeah. They're not hiding it this time on, like, C-SPAN.
Yeah. Shots fired.
Or C-SPAN2.com.
C-SPAN2.com. But, yeah, man, it's going to be very interesting. I'm thinking at least 125 million, if not 150 million.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people. It's definitely going to be the most watched, I think, in our lifetime, certainly.
Nobody's watching Monday Night Football tonight. Everybody is watching this. Nobody cares about the Saints-Falcons.
Oh, my God, I know.
I almost think that they. I feel like if I took the time to go back and dig into the pre-debate schedule of the NFL before they realized they were going to be doing some debates on Monday Night Football, I bet you it was a different game.
You think so?
I have a feeling that this was a flex game because it's a couple of lackluster teams that nobody cares.
You should look that up. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm almost positive that's a flex game.
That's funny.
Wouldn't surprise me, man. They're like, F it. We know nobody's going to be tuned in anyway. Who's a couple of scrubbed up? Saints and Falcons. Done and done.
Well, remember Trump was like, oh, it's on Monday Night Football. I am not going to show up unless we can change it. And then they're like, well, don't worry. It's the Falcons.
He said, I got a thing. I got a tailgater.
The Falcons and who else?
The Saints.
I think. Yeah.
Yep, New Orleans.
He's probably
Saints.
Like, okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
I
we'll
can make that
happen.
Okay,
we'll do that.
I'll be there.
Big football game happened on Saturday. Unfortunately, we did not come out on the bright side of that one.
Yeah, dude.
Oregon took a bit of a loss to the Colorado Buffaloes.
Later on in the show, I do want to tell you an interesting story about that. Because on my way back, walking all the way to my car from the stadium, I walked all the way to McMenamins because I was parked there. I ended up talking to two of the Colorado coaches the entire way back. They were very cool. And I told them I was just going off about my theory and all the stuff I spit at you every day about Helfrich and the leadership and Chip Kelly's cards and being out of them. They said, we were just talking about that. That's exactly how we're feeling. Like, you guys, it did not feel like the Dax that we're used to. And I was like, can you call into the show? They might.
That would be interesting if they do.
Oh, I know, right?
That would be a big get.
Yeah, definitely. So I thought that was interesting for sure. But I got to go with my stepdad. That's always fun. Got to see an old buddy of mine, I guess.
An old buddy?
Yeah, my old partner in crime before you and I started doing our antics.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. let's see. Yeah, it was a great day despite the loss, but anyway.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. It was a great weather day for football for sure.
It was perfect.
It was amazing.
Perfect. Everything was perfect except for that.
And thank you to everybody who showed up for Frostproof Friday out there at the Poorhouse. Alternative 103.7 KNRQ invites you to join us for Frostproof Fridays
every
Friday.
Was it good?
Yeah, pretty solid, man.
Cool.
It was I want to say her name was Shay, that one. Shay.
That's a cool name.
I feel like it was Shay.
All right. Well, I feel like that's kind of a different name.
Yeah.
I'm going with you on that.
She seemed very stoked about it. I don't know how stoked she was after the game, but going into it, she was like, hell yeah, let's do this.
I can see that. Yeah, let's do this. Woo!
He looks like he broke his yoga mat, and she looks like she'll beat you up.
I don't really want any part of that. That sounds like pure nonsense to me.
It's Rockin' Emma.
I've heard about you.
The NRQ Morning Show.
We could just try it.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
A 17-year-old kid in Germany smoked a cigarette in his parents' new Volkswagen SUV last week.
Uh-oh.
Then did what millions of teenagers before him have done. Sprayed air freshener to cover up the smell.
Okay.
Apparently, this kid went a little too nuts with the air freshener, and he sprayed so much that the inside of the car became combustible.
Oh, my God.
So when he opened the door and the interior light turned on, apparently that caused enough of a spark to ignite the gas and the car exploded.
It reminds me of Axe body spray when I was in school.
Fortunately.
Are you flammable right now? Good Lord, dude.
Fortunately, the kid wound up with just burns on his arms. The story, don't know how true it is. It's from Yahoo, and I want to click on it to read more.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I also don't want to be hacked.
Mm,
so
that happens.
Don't know if I want to click that or not. If it was from anybody but Yahoo.
I won't hack you. Don't worry.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do sports. Right. And not blow up cars with air freshener.
Let's not do that.
Got to start off with a bit of sad news. Legendary golfer Arnold Palmer passed away, according to his family. That happened yesterday at his home in Pennsylvania. Details still sort of unclear. He was a 7-time major championship winner and became the most beloved figure associated with golf. Also, Jose Fernandez, the Marlins pitcher.
I can't believe that.
Man, so young.
24.
Future so bright.
So cute, too.
Ended up passing away in a boating accident that is still under the investigation stages right now. Still trying to get details. It looks like every couple of hours something new about that situation is breaking and being thrown up on TMZ. Looks like they might have been going 65 miles per hour, I saw one report saying. And then it ended up hitting that jetty and crashing because they're riding a boat jet black at night.
Yeah.
Very hard to see anything out there on the water.
So, so sad.
So, as more details come out, we'll get that to you.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Yakety yak!
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
might be easier if they were in jail.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
103.7 KNRQ.
Top 10 albums, that's where we're going to start. Drake's new Views is back at number one on the Billboard 200 for the 13th non-consecutive week. And for the first time in 7 weeks, actually, Mac Miller's The Divine Feminine was the highest charting debut. It came in second after selling 48,000 copies in its first week. All right, also on the list, Suicide Squad. Still doing really well. It's at number three, sold another 46,000 copies. It's a good one, too. Aaron Lewis, his new album, Sinner, debuted at four. And Hard to Love from Usher debuted at number five. Also on the top 10, we got Jason Aldean, Travis Scott, 21 Pilots, Blurryface, back in the top 10 at number eight.
Yeah.
Woo. And Casting Crowns debuted The Very Next Thing at number nine. And Florida Georgia Line came in at number 10.
All right.
The Magnificent Seven remake starring Denzel Washington was the number one movie at the box office with $35 million. The new animated movie Storks finished second with $21.8 million. On the rest of the lists from the movies over the weekend, Sully came in at number three. Bridget Jones' Baby came in at number four.
Woof.
Right? Snowden came in at number five. Blair Witch came in at six. Don't Breathe at seven. Suicide Squad still in the top 10 at number eight. That's up to $318.1 million in its eighth week domestically, as you point out. When the Bow Breaks and Kubo and the Two Strings came in at number 10.
All right.
This is funny. Mel Brooks pranked President Barack Obama in his own house. Yes, the White House. Brooks, who's 90 now, was awarded the 2015 National Medal of Arts Thursday for a lifetime of making the world laugh, the White House said in a statement. He's one of the few entertainers to have earned an Academy Award, an Emmy, a Tony, and a Grammy. After Obama placed the medal around his neck, Mel Brooks pretended to pull his pants down, and everyone around started.
Well, he didn't pretend. He went in for it. He was trying to, and I think he just
kind of choked.
Moved a little bit too. He either choked, or I think he didn't move as quick as he thought he was moving. You know what I mean?
He's 90. Well, I don't know if he was going to go through with it, but it certainly was funny.
I think so? If he could have got a grasp that was happening, which would have probably been the first presidential pantsing.
I mean,
we had W getting shoes thrown at him. We got Obama getting pants.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that.
Hey, but he's an agile MF-er. Let me tell you what. Oh, you saw how he bobbed and weaved?
Yeah, he's got to. I mean, yeah, he's got to expect it at some point, right? Stephen Avery is engaged. He's the guy from Making a Murderer, if you don't know. Looks like he's been dating this chick who's been riding in, you know, one of those cases where... And it's so weird that that happens, but some lady's been writing letters and calling him, and now they're engaged. The happy couple finally met face-to-face for the first time just last week, and they're engaged. Hmm. He said, she's going to be my future wife. We'll be laughing forever. And let's see, I'm happy. She treats me decent. She loves me. She's kind and spoiling me right now. I just want to be happy and enjoy my life. I think I did enough time. Yeah, I would say so, because you've been in jail pretty much all your life for things you haven't done.
Since he was a teenager, yeah. Or mm-hmm. late teens, early 20s, I think.
Yeah.
It was, what, 19 or 20, I think, when he ended up having that happen?
Yeah, and he was in jail for like 18 years.
Then got out and then...
For
right
like
back
a
in.
Year. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's awful. A few tidbits here, not a lot of stories connected to these, because I don't want to do all these stories. Whoopi Goldberg told Wendy Williams that she's probably leaving The View after this season. I guess I didn't know she was on it. Maybe she's new. I don't know. Courtney Cox showed off a brief but amusing impression of David Schwimmer on Celebrity Name Game with Lisa Kudrow. That was what I was watching when you first walked in. Lisa was the one being quizzed, and Courtney Cox basically had very easy Friends questions that she had to hint for Lisa to guess. But at the very end, they had 1 second left, and the answer was David Schwimmer. And so her impression was, hey. And she goes, Ross! and nailed it right at the end. It was funny. Demi Lovato and Joe Jonas were stuck in an elevator for 4 hours. I'm not sure what happened there.
Jinkies.
4 hours, though. An unreleased David Bowie album is streaming online. It's called The Gouster, and it was recorded in 1974. The Backstreet Boys are getting an 18-date trial residency at Planet Hollywood in Vegas. It starts March 1st. Don Henley says an Eagles reunion is possible, minus Glenn Frey, of course. He says Glenn's son Deacon can sing and play, and he'd only consider a reunion if Deacon was involved. Axl Rose, this was cool, invited a fan to a show after hearing how she was bullied at work.
He invited her to Bakery City?
I don't know. Yes, no. The woman is a waitress, and a customer left her a racist note instead of a tip. And
that's... not a tip at all.
It's not a tip. That's like, very... It's the opposite, yeah, I think. That's like
very disrespectful.
It's really bad. I don't think that's what she's working for at all. So he invited her to a show after he heard about it. So I thought that was cool.
Good job, Axel.
Yeah.
Now stop trying to sue the internet because we love Fat Axel.
We love the meme, man.
Just go with it, man. Own it.
It's been so many
Just
years,
Just pull a Steve-O
too.
And get it put on your back.
I love that it took years and years. It's almost like how his timeline for showing up to shows. Like 4 years later. Can we get that meme taken down, please? I just heard about it.
It's been on my things to do list, and I found it down here.
It's right. I found it down here. I wrote it on the back of my paper. I'm sorry, guys.
Pizza box.
But the very important list here, guys.
Spent so much time in Bakery City.
I kind of lost my way there for a second. Where am I? The first presidential debate, of course, on tonight, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. Monday Night Football, ESPN, the Saints host the Falcons. Dancing with the Stars on ABC, Big Bang Theory on CBS, The Voice on NBC, Part 3 of the Blind Auditions. And Gotham is on Fox. Big Night, Late Night TV, Samuel L. Jackson will be on Jimmy Fallon. Owen Wilson, Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Wiig, and the Lumineers will all be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Rob Lowe and Cal Penn will be on Stephen Colbert. James Corden's got Norm Macdonald and Nothing But Thieves. Seth Meyers has got Will Forte, Mandy Moore, and David Ortiz. And Patton Oswalt, Joe Walsh will be on Conan. Woo!
Sound like a busy late night.
It is. It's going to be all sorts of stuff on TV. But...
Look, welcome to the buffet. It's got pork and cheese.
What? What is that?
It's Fat Axel beef.
Oh.
Take me down to Bakery City where the pies have cream and the cakes are pretty.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about the song that goes with it. Oh, that's fantastic.
Good. So good, Fat Axel.
Thanks just for that.
Just want to hug Fat Axel.
Just makes my Monday so much better.
You know, they say 6 in the morning is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
Ba-bam!
On Alternative 103.7, KNRQ. KNRQ.
There's a woman in Hudson, Colorado, named Celinda Hayes. And she has a 1.5-year-old Chesapeake Bay retriever named Mia.
Aww.
Last week, Mia reached up onto the kitchen counter and grabbed a knife in her mouth. So Celinda tried to get Mia to drop it by offering her treats. But as Mia ran up to get him, instead of dropping a knife, she actually slashed Celinda across the arm. She got stabbed by her own dog.
The dog?
Got shanked.
Man, what do you do to your dog?
She went to the hospital, but the staff was suspicious of her story.
My dog stabbed me.
They thought it might actually have been domestic violence. So they called the cops.
Well, I guess that, I mean, her story didn't make sense, even though that's what happened.
The police.
What happened? My dog stabbed me.
Asked
Ma'am, seriously.
A ton of questions, but ultimately they believe that the dog really was behind the stabbing. One of the officers told reporters, quote, "Obviously, we're not charging Mia with anything because she's a dog." Thank you for that clarification, officer.
Yes, thank you so much. At least
we
know.
I was wondering why this culprit would not be facing any kind of charges. Now we know.
Oh, I'd love to see the cuff and stuff with that.
Fortunately, Celinda did not suffer any kind of nerve damage. She just had to get some stitches. She's recovering just fine, according to Fox 31 Denver.
Damn dog.
So vicious.
That's crazy, actually. I know my dog would never do that to me.
Butch would destroy you.
Oh, man. B-Dub would never stab me, though. He'd just accidentally rip my face off because he's excited. He's very dangerous.
He could be a problem.
He's very enthusiastic.
It's not like it's done out of hatred. It's over-enthusiasm.
Every time you come over,
your face needs to be in my mouth. I'm going to eat it right now because I'm Butch.
I'm a puppy.
Well, I mean, it stopped being a puppy
Well, he's always going to be my puppy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Ready for sports?
So ready.
NBA legend Paul Pierce says he's ready to hang him up after one more run at the NBA title. The Truth just released a video statement on the Players Tribune and said that he's realized that it's time to move on from the game of basketball. This is his final season.
Wow.
Pierce says he's at peace with the decision and says he believes the Clippers are legitimate title contenders. He also admits that, quote, it's a young man's game. But he says that he thinks he's got at least one more opportunity with a great team, and he feels the Clippers are that great team. Pierce was drafted by the Celtics with the 10th pick in the 1998 draft and led the team to an NBA title just 10 years later in 2008. Hashtag legendary status, Paul Pierce, the Truth.
Wow. Can't believe
basically,
he's
done. Announcing that it is over for him. I've always wondered about that, though. Like, if you're a player, wouldn't you want to keep that close to the vest? Do you want people knowing, like, that's your last hurrah, your last season?
Maybe, because...
Do you think maybe it inspires the rest of the squad or something, or like...
Maybe he wants everyone to know so he can kind of celebrate his last season and let everyone celebrate it with him.
Like, it's one thing where it was, say, Kobe last year. We're going into it, coming off of all those injuries. Everybody knew, whether he admitted it or not, everybody knew that was his final deal. Then the tour, the farewell tour transpired where every single arena he went to, everybody gave him a standing O. And
yeah, so maybe he wants to ride out like that.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music,
news, sports,
celebrity sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning
on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Splitting up properties, no biggie, but the kids will be another story. Brad Pitt and Angelina.
Can't split those in half right down the middle.
Yeah.
Frowned upon.
It is not
unless
good.
You're Solomon from the Bible. King Solomon.
Yeah. Maybe they'll do that whole thing where one parent grabs one arm and the other parent grabs the other and they just pull.
I've done that with a Stretch Armstrong before. It ain't going to go well.
Oh, man. Even with Stretch Armstrong.
It took a couple of days, but
it's serious endgame, huh?
Split them in half.
You saw it as a challenge. I
did. I was like, look, I'm going to break you, Stretch. They said you're unbreakable. I find that hard to believe.
Well, and if you do the pulling on each arm, the parent who lets go of fast.
Doesn't love them.
No loves them more because they don't want to hurt them.
Got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Trick.
reverse psychology.
Yeah. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie are not going to have big financial issues because they were only married for 2 years and they might have been expecting a divorce since day one because they have a prenup spelling out exactly who gets what. Their prenup agreement is ironclad and details of the specifics of their combined fortune is reported $400 million. Guess how many total properties they have together?
47.
Much lower. But, way more than an average person would have. Lower than 20, but higher than
an average person. Okay. 13.
Close. 12.
God.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Pretty close, though. All of these 12 properties they snatched up before they were married or before they were even dating. 7 of those belonged to Brad, 2 to Angie, and 3, which they bought together prior to tying the knot in 2014. It's unclear who exactly shelled out what for those 3 properties, which include a vineyard in France, a mansion in New Orleans, and an apartment in New York. But the prenup makes divvying all that up simple. Rather than properties being an issue in their divorce, custody of the kids will be where the war really plays out. Brad plans to fight for joint physical custody of their 6 children, and Angelina Jolie wants him to have visitation, and she wants sole custody. And now we've got a few rumors. One story goes Angelina is so obsessed with becoming the head of the UN, it caused major marital issues with Brad Pitt. TMZ is reporting that Brad became increasingly upset over Angelina's political ambitions. Her dream is to become the top UN official. She was never specific. She has 2 political advisors, though, and a war room to help her with decisions and the image. Apparently, Brad was especially upset that Angelina had taken the kids to various war-torn countries, including Lebanon and Iraq. Angelina would always make sure to bring security team that was the best of the best on her trips. But for Brad, it still wasn't enough. And again, this is just one of the stories going along with this. Things got extremely tense when Brad and Angie argued over taking the kids to Syria to help rebuild the war-torn country. Sources say Brad was always supportive of Jolie's solo charity work, but travels with the kids became a bone of contention for several years.
Hmm.
Which, I mean, it makes sense.
The case. I mean, he's just concerned about the well-being of these kids. I mean, that's great. You want to go out there and help, and I encourage you to do that, but, I mean, don't bring the kids.
There comes a time when, maybe it's just
literally active war is going on in these places right now. Safety first.
Yeah.
Sure, you got some security guards with you, but there's no guarantee they're going to be able to do what they need to do to protect them.
Exactly. And when your kids are getting older, it's kind of like the whole, is it Rocco, I think? Madonna's kid.
Mm.
Sort of like that.
Yeah, Rocco.
Sometimes, it's better to just let the kids go to school and have their routine.
Yeah, man.
So, there's another rumor swirling, and this might actually makes sense. Angelina Jolie is being consoled by Johnny Depp in her divorce from Brad Pitt. Those two make sense.
Yes. Yes, they do. They're both weird.
They're kind of dark. They've been friends ever since they did the 2009 movie The Tourist together, and they have the same divorce lawyer because Johnny recommended her to Angelina. There's no indication that they're anything but friends. So-called source says her friends are now speculating about what could happen between them if she and Brad.
A whole lot of scarves could happen. That's what.
A lot of. I wonder if he'd share them with her. I've never seen her in a scarf.
He's not sharing. Sharon!
Maybe. Maybe they're all her scarves anyway because they're so tight.
I don't know.
Sharon. Although it doesn't fit in the story, I liked it.
Dynamite driving is what I'm here for.
As I told you last week, TMZ says the 15-year-old Maddox is the one of the at the center of Brad's supposed child abuse incident. He tried to intervene when Brad and Angelina were fighting on the plane last week and, quote, Brad lunged at him. But TMZ says nothing really happened other than some minor contact around the shoulder area. It says 15-year-old kid, tell me.
He probably put his hand on his shoulder and said, you're going to listen to me. Child abuse! Get him! Get Typhus in here! Get OSHA! It don't matter what service, it better have some letters. And I'm going to need some people with some badges and some whistles and some flashlights and tasers.
PETA, I don't care.
Yeah, PETA. He's got fire!
And he's pushing his kids or touching their shoulder.
Like he actually just said, you know what, champ? Mm. With his hand on his shoulder.
Look, sport. Let me talk to your mom.
Man.
I know. This one is for you. Corey Feldman was down an angel for his Bizarre Today performance. One of his girls backed out at the last minute, prompting him to leave her an enraged voicemail saying she'd never get another bleeping gig in L.A. Took me a while to edit this. Halfway through, and it's about a minute long. Halfway through is when he starts really losing it. A lot of F-bombs and some shiznits. Here we go.
Crystal, it's Corey. I'm wanting to believe that this is a joke. You got to be joking, right? This isn't real. Like, no.
Hold on. That's what we thought about his performance, right?
I'm sorry. Who is he calling again?
Okay, so this chick, one of his angels, backed out the last minute, like 4 days before the performance on the Today Show. So this is him when he found out she's not coming. And so he's freaking pissed.
Human being on this earth, would be selfish enough and egotistical enough and let go in the head enough to throw friends over like this at the last minute. Like, you know that I spent real money, and you know that I'm struggling, and you know how hard it has been to get to this point. And, like, no person would do this to another group of people that they call friends unless you're, like, a soulless,
here he goes,
careless, like, inhumane piece of shit. So I really hope, for all practical purposes, that this is an elaborate joke and that you're going to call and say that this was all a joke or you were just playing or something. Because if I don't hear from you, girl, your name is fucking Mud. Let me tell you, don't even bother coming back to L.A. because you'll never get another gig in that town, ever. Like, I will fucking make sure everybody knows what a piece of shit you are.
This coming from the guy who just begged the world to take it easy on him, yep, for his terrible performance.
Guys, you're bullying me. I'm Corey, and people are supposed to love everything I do. Goonies, Lost Boys, that god awful reality show on A&E with Corey Haim, R.I.P.
Gremlins,
no. Man, yeah, it's just like, what is this dude, man? He needs Jesus.
Yeah, I could not believe that when I heard it. And I swear to God, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, at least 10 F-bombs and some shiznits.
Mm.
Whew, yeah, and that was exactly where I was going. Thank you, right on cue, dude. Everyone's bullying me. I can't even handle it.
But you bitch, you come back to L.A. Why? Your name is Mud.
People are so mean. I will roast you. Everyone is going to hate you. No one's ever going to let you do anything.
Nobody.
Because I'm Corey Feldman, and apparently people are going
to listen to me. My name is Hot Knee
Streets. I have a feeling if he said, don't ever hire her, they would.
I mean, can't really put Corey Feldman down as previous employer. It looks kind of bad.
Another funny part is she said, I kind of knew it was going to be a shiznit show and an embarrassment. And she also said of Feldman's dancing during rehearsals, it was distracting and I couldn't even look at him. That's how we felt. That's so great. So great. Oh, yeah. And she lives in Vegas. Feldman did not offer to pay for her. She used a roommate's air miles to pay for the plane to rehearse. Once she was there, Feldman offered to pay for her meals, but only when he ate, and he only ate
McDonald's. You get the dollar menu.
He only ate once a day, she said. She was like,
and it was McDonald's dollar menu.
Probably. I'm just throwing out a guess here.
I'm only basing that off of him saying, you know how our money is to come? I spent real money on this.
I spent real money.
Real money, not fake money. not the Monopoly kind that I used to do. Whoa, this was real.
It's real, real money. Yeah, I'm guessing that she doesn't regret her decision, but maybe that's just me.
She came out on the right side of this one.
I feel like it, yeah.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Ruined everything.
Oh, come on. Everything's not ruined.
Guys, everything's ruined.
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but
Rock and Emma. Mornings on Alternative
103.7 KNRQ.
There's a porn site called Megacams.
What?
Megacams.me,
yeah,
apparently.
That I know.
Specializes in cam girls.
I was going to go with .m, but it was too much of a giveaway. Mm.
If you don't know what those are, or if you're pretending you don't, they're amateur and professional porn stars who can sit in front of a webcam and you pay them for live naked sex chats.
Really?
They just introduced an insanely creepy new feature, though.
Oh, great. That's not creepy enough.
Right? If you've got a crush on a woman in real life, you can now upload a picture of her.
Oh, my God.
And they'll use facial recognition software to find the cam girl who looks most similar to the woman you uploaded a picture of.
Creepy.
Yeah, that should be illegal.
What's even more creepy, how about it's like somebody that you happen to be friends with, and you scan a picture, and it brings you to her cam. You're like, oh, you whore. I didn't know you were doing this. What is wrong with you?
I just wanted so someone that looked like you. Not
you.
Oh, man. What a bummer. No idea what you were doing for work, and now I know. That's a bad way to find out.
Right?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Gizmodo.com is the one that's breaking this story. So if you've got a lady that you enjoy in real life, there's a website that could help you potentially find someone to look at
Hopefully she never finds out, though.
Yeah, right?
Oh. Could work be awkward if you guys work together. That would be funny. You go in the next day.
Man.
Oh, hey, Becky. I can't look directly at you.
Yeah, just don't look at me. You know you got a problem when you buy a specific car just because of how it handles when you're drunk. And apparently that's exactly what this woman did.
What?
A 55-year-old woman named Sharon Biddell from Tonawanda, New York. I feel like I'm saying that right. She crashed her 1965 Chevy Nova into a parked car when she was driving drunk on Wednesday. When the cops got there, she admitted she'd been drinking. But the accident was not her fault entirely.
Oh, no?
It was partly the Chevy's fault because, quote, it's not my drinking car.
Oh, no.
Now, unfortunately, the police report doesn't say what her drinking car is.
But
this was not it.
Okay.
So Sharon got charged with aggravated driving while intoxicated.
She would
have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for that 1965 Chevy Nova.
Damn, Chevy. I would hate to be working at the car lot if she wanted to test drive anything.
Man.
And test drive that? Not again. She's back.
Get her.
She's back.
Let's do sports.
All right. Wait for it.
Oh, I'm waiting. An autopsy has officially been conducted on Jose Fernandez and the other two men killed in this weekend's boating accident. TMZ Sports just broke this news not too long ago. A rep for the Miami-Dade Medical Examiner's Office confirms that all three autopsies were actually completed yesterday. Officials have previously said they do not believe drugs or alcohol were a factor in the Sunday morning crash that killed the Miami Marlins pitcher, but toxicology testing will obviously be able to shed more light on that situation. As for the results, TMZ Sports is reporting that they'll be released at the discretion of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Hmm. Okay.
So it looks like the FWCC.
That's what people call it.
Has not set a timetable on when this information will be released. Such a crazy story, though.
So sad.
Fernandez, man, gone way too soon, just as he was starting to really make an impact in the MLB. So
yeah, did you see the manager of the team talking about it?
Yeah, just Don Mattingly.
Crying.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, that's
sad.
I would have to say one of my top five baseball idols growing up was Don Mattingly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
long time
up.
Yankees legend there, Mr. Mattingly. And yeah, he was going through it.
Yeah.
Nobody was expecting, I mean, perfectly healthy kid, just out and about, having a good time.
Yep.
Having a pretty solid season.
24. Good looking kid, too.
Yeah, man. Gone too soon. Coming up, we'll do your music news on the NRQ Morning Show.
If you woke up to a hangover but didn't really drink the night before, you must be listening to Rock and Emma.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
The NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Billy Corgan on the pure hysteria surrounding the release of Nirvana's album Nevermind in the Smart Studios story, the official film of Record Store Day. This is what Billy Corgan said of that time. He said, quote, Butch Vig just looked like somebody who'd woken up from a weird dream. He couldn't believe he was the producer of a number one record in the world, and we were congratulating him. He could just see him wrestling with this, what does this mean, on his face, because very much part of Butch's story was that rock and roll had sort of passed him by. They start this little studio where they're going to make little indie records and sort of ride off into their sunset and have their beers. And next thing you know, here comes Nirvana. He said he had a lot to do with what set up a very successful run at the studio. The Smart Studios story will embark on an American screening tour on September 29th and will be released on DVD on November 25th. That should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm checking it out.
So, Rock, do you want to become a rich and famous international recording star?
No.
Oh. I was kind of hoping you'd say yes. Because it looks like Adele's got some advice that you might like.
Is that right?
Keep smoking.
All right.
She said at least that's... she goes, let's see here. She had surgery in 2011 for vocal cord hemorrhage. She hasn't been the same since. So she said, the people with the best voices, they always smoke. I've given up smoking and I'm convinced that made my voice weaker. So I figure that's why you haven't quit. You sing like a bird.
I do. I've got that voice of a canary.
A lot of people don't know that.
It's angelic.
It is beautiful. There's at least one bright side, though. She said, my fingers aren't orange anymore.
That is kind of the worst part of smoking cigarettes, getting those Cheeto yellow fingertips. It's like I don't even touch the Cheetos, man.
How? Let me see your hands. I've never noticed that they're...
Well, they don't... You have to, like, really be smoking all day and be somebody that never washes your hands, Adele. Just saying, as a smoker, I know how you get the orange fingertips, and it's not by washing your hands.
Looking in your direction, Adele.
Clean it up.
My Chemical Romance has released previously unheard demos of their album The Black Parade in honor of the album's 10th anniversary. The reissued deluxe version of The Black Parade comes with an additional disc titled Living with Ghosts, which features 11 demos and outtakes from their original recording sessions. The bonus tracks include rough mixes of Kill All Your Friends, My Way Home Is Through You, and Disenchanted. The reissue can be streamed on Apple Music and Spotify. Speaking of streaming, Dark Side of the Moon, Zeppelin 4, Nirvana's Nevermind, you know, Back in Black, big famous albums, classic albums that people spent hours listening to from start to finish. That era is gone. The era of listening to whole albums is apparently over, obviously, because more people listen to playlists these days than actual albums. According to a survey by the Music Business Association, playlists account for 31% of total music listening time. Albums only make up 22%. Single track listening is at the top with 46%. Here's something artists aren't going to like. YouTube is the most popular source for audio, 42% of those polled said. They use it to listen to music for 5 minutes at least once a week. Pandora was second, followed by CDs. But almost half the people said they don't pay for music streaming service because they'd rather listen to ads? Who are these people?
I don't know, but I don't agree with them. The record label is the one to blame for that trend, in my opinion, because the record label is the one that went to every single artist and was like, we need more singles, we need more singles. And so people started making more singles and gave zero Fs about the app. You got two or three solid singles, and the rest is literally just filler that somebody in some boardroom threw together on a track listing just so that way they could turn in the required amount of tracks to consist of an album so they get their deal done.
Exactly. And you can tell, too, I mean, with older bands that are still going, like Red Hots and stuff, they give a crap about making a good album, not just one song.
Albums used to be, it would be very rare instances back in the day, like even up into the mid-2000s, where you'd buy an album and not be able to listen to the whole thing. Now it's impossible to listen because the album is trash other than a couple of singles they picked. The rest is just going through the motions.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep.
Including these disasters with names. It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Who else do you think it was?
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Right now, we got a dumbass of the day.
If you've ever hit a cop car while you were driving drunk, wore an incriminating t-shirt while committing a crime, been seriously injured while trying to take a super sweet selfie that doesn't seem all that super sweet now, smuggled some form of contraband in nature's wallet, taken your drug stash to the cops for inspection, or you just happen to be a criminal from Florida, then you might be the dumbass of the day.
Now, before I get too far into this thing, I just want to preface this story with this thought, and I'm pretty sure it's a fact, but you could possibly buy
you say that about everything,
one of everything on the Taco Bell menu and still not spend $60, right?
I would think so, but some of those
that's what I was thinking,
those big grilled burritos can cost you a few bucks.
I mean,
bucks.
Even if you got one of each, though,
the chicken grilled burrito,
like $60, you'll be fine.
That's a pretty big Taco Bell order, that's for sure.
A guy was filling up his car at a gas station in Hurricane, West Virginia last week.
Hurricane?
Yeah.
One of those names we didn't get to last week.
A 29-year-old guy named Michael Smith and his 33-year-old girlfriend, Casey Kincaid, walked up to this gentleman getting gas at the gas station, and he offered the guy drugs, money, and sexual favors for a ride to Charleston, West Virginia.
Rides can be expensive, apparently.
I mean, it was about 25 miles away, like, look, not just drugs, not just money, not just sexual favors, all three for 30 minutes of your time.
He was like, I was going to say yes anyway, but okay.
Well, believe it or not, he turned down such a sweet offer for some reason.
Weird. Yeah, he probably said yes, and then they said, oh, and we'll give you all of these things. He's like, you know what? I'm good. I have to go this way now.
Well, they pulled a gun, then forced the dude to drive to an ATM and clean out his account. Then they made him go to Taco Bell, where they proceeded to order $60 worth of food.
Oh, my God.
Now, while they were distracted ordering that much Taco Bell, the dude somehow managed to run away, flags down the Taco Bell manager, tells him what's happening. That guy calls 911. And while all that's transpiring, these two morons, these two dumbasses, are literally just sitting in the lobby waiting for their food to be finished.
Waiting for them to call their name. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, they got called, but by some officers. Number 49. 49? Nobody else is in here? Okay, you two. You two.
Both of you guys.
With me, now.
The cops are outside as well. Stop here first. And what I don't understand, well, I guess I do because they're dumbasses of the day, but why the hell didn't they just rob the Taco Bell?
Right. Or
this guy's like,
go through the drive-thru. Who goes into the lobby during a robbery?
Leave me out of this, please. The poor guy probably only had $60.
You know, I'm well aware we're in the middle of a felony, I could really stop inside the Taco Bell, go for some quesadillas, some steak wraps, some Frito Cheeto burritos.
We'll be right out.
Just give me two shakes of lamb's tail.
Just leave the radio on. Listen to the radio. We'll be right there.
And they are tweakers. I'll have to show you their mugshot later, man. They are tweaked out of their brain, especially the dude. Faces a meth campaign for sure.
Yikes.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning. Don't worry, the name calling is normal. It just means that they're, you know, having fun.
You wanted this, right? You wanted the real deal? That's what this is. Wake up, you're in the middle of it.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Facebook.com/1037KNRQ. Of course, Twitter and Instagram at 1037KNRQ. Got Coldplay coming up next. And then I'm going to start a rivalry band called Hot Play.
Nice. I like it.
Right?
I was going with Lukewarm Recess, but
I mean,
yeah, I like it.
There's Coldplay. There's got to be Hot Play.
Let's do it. I love Hot Play. That's what I'm doing this weekend.
But hey, we got your final countdown right now. Last check on news and sports. I'd be remiss if I did not mention one more time that the debate, the battle of the century, is on this evening. In one corner, Hillary Clinton. Other corner, Donald Trump. And it's live tonight, NBC, 6 p.m. Make sure you check that out. Although I'm sure if you really wanted to, you could do what I'm doing and watch the debate pre-coverage. It's crazy. They're treating this thing just like the Super Bowl.
And, the countdown clock has
the
been...
The countdown's been out of control.
On the side of the building.
Wolf, we get it.
Jesus.
It's on the way.
Just say what day it is, and then counting down the seconds, seven or eight days
out. The milliseconds,
out.
Too. What has happened? There should not be eight places on that clock.
It really shouldn't be. It really, really overkill.
But the debate is this evening. Houston police say several people have been shot at a strip mall in the city southwest corner, and that officers shot the gunman. Police said that via Twitter this morning, an active shooter at Westland and Bissonnette has been shot by our officers, and that there are no reports of other suspects at this time. Houston police say the suspect is dead in a shooting near a strip mall that wounded nine people. The Houston police chief says that the suspect was a lawyer and there were issues with his law firm. Chief Martha Montalvo did not identify the shooter at Monday's news conference. The shootings began around 6:30 this morning when the officers found the suspect. He began to fire at them and police shot the suspect. The suspect lives in the neighborhood, died at the scene. Numerous weapons were found at the scene, and a bomb squad robot is looking at a car that's believed to be the shooter's. Montalvo says nine people were wounded. Three were treated and released from a hospital. One's in critical condition, and another is in serious condition. This shooting comes just days after the shooting at a Washington State mall that left five people dead. And I wonder if Breaking Bad has inspired a whole new generation of science teachers who like to moonlight in drug dealing.
Okay, fair enough.
There's a 48-year-old science teacher at John V. Lindsay Wildcat Academy in the Bronx named Kevin Pope. Back in June, apparently, he decided to get into the drug game.
Mr. Pope?
Yeah,
really?
Man.
That's funny.
He went to the best connection he could find.
Mr. Pope's high again.
Yeah, man. That best connection? The students.
Oh, that makes sense.
Kevin asked the kid if he could put him in touch with a supplier, and the kid said he knew one. So Kevin gave him $4,000 to buy a bunch of weed from the guy.
That's not risky at all.
Nah. And the kid, wouldn't you know it, wound up spending the money instead.
No.
Kevin finally confronted him on Thursday and demanded either the money or the drugs, and when the kid couldn't produce either, Kevin beat the brakes off him.
Oh, that's just making the situation even better.
He punched him in a few face. He punched him in the face a few times on
gotcha.
A few faces. Then he took his iPhone and his wallet, so not only is he beating him up, he's mugging him. Then he threatened to kill him.
Mr. Pope!
And he also threatened to sexually assault his mother if he didn't get the money back to him in a month.
Whoa.
This dude broke bad.
Jeez. That
the worst teacher and or drug dealer ever.
That is, I mean, like, he went dark.
Well, he went so dark that he didn't realize he was in school, which just happens to have surveillance cameras everywhere.
And multiple witnesses, like hundreds.
I believe that the incident transpired after school was done for the day, so okay. I don't know how many witnesses may have been around, at least according to the New York
Post.
It's
still a school, though. There's got to be some people walking around.
Surveillance video is what foiled him. Kevin was arrested at school, nonetheless, on Friday. Hey, why is Mr. Pope being let out in here by like 15 officers and a bunch of dogs in handcuffs? What is happening?
Is it because he smells like cat pee a lot? It might be.
He's been charged with assault and robbery.
Wow.
Did not catch a charge for attempted to be a drug dealer at 48 for the first time ever. There should be a charge for that.
Is this the first time he's mugged a student in his class
I would
over
assume.
Drugs? I hope so. It's the first time he's been caught,
I cannot
though.
Confirm or deny. This is the first time he has been caught. That's a confirmation.
That's rough stuff. Never stay after school with Mr. Pope.
Nope.
This is bad business.
All around.
That's Mr. Pope.
Jose Fernandez. We're getting some more details this morning. This broke about 30 minutes ago. He was at a popular Miami waterfront party spot, according to what TMZ Sports has learned, at least 90 minutes before his fatal boat crash. Multiple sources say that Fernandez and at least one other person who was killed in the crash was at American Social Bar and Kitchen around 2 a.m. on Sunday. When asked for specifics about what went down inside, including whether or not alcohol was served to Jose and or his friends, the only thing a rep for the restaurant would say was that Jose Fernandez was a guest at American Social. The restaurant, which has a dock for boaters to pull up at, is located just a short distance from where the crash happened. The boat was discovered by the Coast Guard at 3:30 in the morning. Investigators believe the boat was traveling at full speed when it crashed into a jetty.
Yikes.
Officials have said at this point it does not appear alcohol was a factor in the crash, but it appears that statement was based on a lack of visual evidence, such as liquor bottles or beer cans. Toxicology results are pending. So we will get some more updates on that, I'm sure, throughout the day. Let's talk some Pac-12 power rankings. They're out today, and they're new. Coming in at number 12, we got Oregon State. 11 is Washington State. Wonder where the decks land on this. 10, we got USC.
Okay.
So far, number 9 is Arizona. Okay, we might get to the top 5. Number 8, got Cal.
Yeah, I don't see this happening.
You're right. Number 7's Oregon. Damn it. I was like, just be optimistic, Emma.
I want to be.
6 is Arizona State. 5, the Bruins, UCLA out here trying to live.
Okay.
4, we got Utah. The Utes are better than us.
Oh, my God.
Ranking-wise.
This is all...
Not factually, but just, I mean...
Just in general on the list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Higher up than us.
Should not
the
be.
The Buffaloes are 2 in the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm.
And the number 1 team, or excuse me, Buffaloes are 3 in the Pac-12. I lied. Number 2 in the Pac-12. No, they are number 2. What the hell? BlimeyDuckTerritory.com. Washington.
I'll shake my fist at you.
Appears to be tied for number 2. So that's where the discrepancy is. There's a tie for 2 in the power rankings. So let's just go ahead and call the Buffaloes 3.
Okay.
Nah, we'll call Washington 3. One of them's 3.
Let's go Washington 3.
All right. Number 1, though, in the Pac-12. No mystery here. The only team that hasn't been said yet. Stanford.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Yeah, the Cards go ahead and looking like they're taking the number 1 spot in the new Pac-12 power rankings. You don't feel good about that based on the sigh and the look of anger and rage on your face.
You know how I feel about this year and Helfrich. And
well, they already dropped the head coach from LSU.
That's what I'm saying. I guarantee you, if we have a losing season. In fact, I feel like if we lose one more game next year, he will not be back.
That's what I'm saying, though. We just had Les Miles drop from LSU over the weekend, so it's like... We're a few weeks into the college football season, and it's clear universities are not scared with pulling your card. If you're not doing what we need you to do, we're dropping you. Now, the question is, Helfrich just did that new deal not too long ago, so I wonder if that's going to force the University of Oregon to not be able to split ways with them as early as they may like if they don't start to see the results they want.
Luckily, we have Phil Knight, though, so he can buy out any contract
and he's like, you know
do what?
What
he needs to do.
But I'd rather have a winning team again.
Absolutely. I can't. We're the Ducks. We have to be. What the hell? And those Colorado coaches I was telling you I was talking to, they said the same thing about the Helfrich and maybe next year not coming back.
Very interesting times ahead for the Ducks.
You're listening to Rockin' Emma. And we'd say thanks for tuning in, but we assume that you're not listening on purpose.
Well, this is awkward.
It's Rockin' Emma in the morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
KNRQ.
Hi, Al.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am great. Did you have an enjoyable weekend?
I did. I had a great Saturday. I went to the game with my stepdad.
Talked all types of trash about the Ducks with the coaches from Buffalo or Colorado.
Ooh.
I walked back. Hold on. Hold on. I didn't talk crap. Well, then, yeah. No, I threw out my theories.
Yeah, you know.
It was right after the interception in the end zone, so I felt like I could, you know.
Your Colorado coaches are cute. Yeah. I don't like Belfort. She's ugly.
How you doing?
How you doing? Yeah.
No, I ended up, though, walking with them from, like.
Are you staying in town or not? Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually staying in Salem.
Yeah, I can drive. I got a Jeep. I can drive to Salem.
I got a Jeep.
My dad's having more. Where does it matter?
Oh, man, you guys were both there. That's...
I really don't like Alfred. You know, he's ruining my Ducks.
But they did actually confirm what I was saying in terms of I felt like Helfrich is out of Chip Kelly's guys. He's on to his own, I guess, pieces that he's put together, and it's not and it's not going very well. They said they totally agree, and they were just talking about that in the locker room, how we don't feel like the Ducks we're supposed to feel like. And so I asked about Helfrich, and they said, I guarantee you if the season continues like this, I can't see them keeping him.
All that's a little harsh, okay? Because, like, I'm a Duck fan. So they lost. I mean, come on.
I'm just worried about the season.
It was heartbreaking. I mean, the crowd got silent. There, it was crazy.
Oh, man.
And that silence cuts right through on the Pac-12 Network.
Man.
Yeah, especially.
I
could hear how definitely quiet it got.
I've seen it do that a couple of the times, too, at a couple of the games. There was that one field goal that we didn't get right before the game ended. It was a couple seasons ago. I think it might have been USC. But I can't remember.
I can't remember either, but I remember
Was like just the air just went out of the crowd.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
God.
It was like that on Saturday.
Because it's so loud in Autzen, too, and we're so close. You can just hear that right when it cuts off.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that whole build in the second half there, just to get to that point, we were just like, it was cruising.
Yeah,
it was
fun.
And then let the air out of the balloon right there.
Big mistakes. Little mistakes add up to big mistakes.
Still, like I said, we're only a third of the way through the season. Still got plenty of games left, and that was the first Pac-12 game. It sucks that we are ranked so poorly Pac-12 power rankings.
Where are we ranked?
We're number 7 out of the 12.
Okay, gotcha.
Colorado's ahead of us. Washington State's ahead of us.
It's first time in a long time.
Who's
Stanford,
behind us?
Stanford's number 1. We got OSU. Yeah, Oregon State's number 12. Go Beavs!
Go Beavs.
Wait a minute.
Go Beavs.
I'm just saying, man. Corvallis needs love, too, every now and then.
You know, it was still a beautiful day. It was a great day for a game.
It was perfect.
Awesome football weather for sure.
Got to hang with a lot of Duck fans. How was the rest of your weekend?
Well, I did have fun, even though I know that it sounds negative, but I did have fun at the game. I love going to games with my stepdad. And also, there was a cool tailgate that I could hang out at, too.
Okay.
So, ran into a guy who used to work here and hung out with the tall guy down the hall.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Nice. I spent some time on Sunday doing some laundry.
I did a little laundry.
Did some laundry, yeah.
Yeah, did some chores.
What else did I do? Went up into the woods for a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Did some hiking.
And some digging and burying. Who is it? Do you want to talk about it?
He's getting ready for life off the grid.
You got to dig those holes before you go up into the woods.
Yeah,
you can't.
Okay.
Ain't nobody got time to do both.
Such an amateur.
Yeah.
So,
work at burying bodies better, Em.
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
Did some hiking. Yeah. It was fun. You know, it was a beautiful day for that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm getting ready to roll into another fantastic week of broadcasting.
Man, that's what everyone says. Can't wait till Al gets back. It's fantastic broadcasting.
Uh-huh. Can't miss it.
Rock.
Everything was straight. Got a couple of things accomplished. Pounded a bottle of Benefiber.
What?
Yeah, bro. Your boy was getting healthy this weekend. Don't worry. It's the odorless, tasteless powder that you just mix into anything.
What for?
Just because I wanted to get cleansed. Just take a whole bottle of Benefiber to the face.
We're
not in one beverage.
Are you getting ready to go do like a procedure tomorrow?
No. I ate very unhealthy on Saturday. Like I had cookies and ice cream and just crap.
Dr. Jellyfinger coming up tomorrow?
No. I won't see Dr. Jellyfinger till March.
Oh, okay, good.
But I will see you, Dr. Jellyfinger.
No, you won't.
How does that go?
Are you on your back when you do that?
That sounds like
normally
you're doing it wrong.
All right, what kind of doctor do you have to know?
Boombots, man.
You got to go see my doctor. Yeah, Dr. Vinny Boombots. Yeah, you need to go see
him. Right next to Bag of D's.
No, different buildings. My doc's in a different building.
Forgot he was
Johnny Bag of Donuts is right on the third floor.
Yeah. Seen him. Yeah. But nah, man, you just got to get regular. Clean out every now and then.
I use juice for that. I use just regular vegetable juice. I don't need to go to old person Benefiber.
Look, it's not for old people.
It is for old people.
That's where they market it.
It's in the adult diaper section of the store.
There was no Depends anywhere in the vicinity.
Did they have like a free AARP sign up?
Yeah.
I would have appreciated it. But there was none to be found.
What's your 5-year plan?
Look, man. I'm trying to live. That's my 5-year plan.
Have a hard time getting through all the people with walkers staring at the shelves.
I did, actually.
To get to your Benefiber?
Yes. Uh-huh. I'd like to say no, but.
Yes, I did.
I'm not wrong.
Move the F out of the way, you old bag. I'm trying to get this Benefiber.
I'm not wrong.
Gotta get my grape nuts.
Right next to the Metamucil. And I did eat grape nuts. And Special K protein, too.
I actually like the grape nuts. It's a good cereal.
So good.
Great cereal.
Blueberries or strawberries
exactly.
on top.
Exactly. Yeah, you got it. And maybe some honey because otherwise, I just put too much sugar on it, and I don't put sugar on cereal anymore, so I would just put sugar on it all the time. But now I got to do the berries and the honey.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I bet you would thoroughly enjoy taking some oats and taking some of that honey and making your little own oatmeal crumble to put on top of that.
I go to the Red Mill stuff. I get Bob's Red Mill oats.
Okay.
Steel cut oats.
Okay, not Quaker.
No. Okay. Bob's Red Mill, steel cut oats. It's good.
My sister used to put honey on her Kix.
Really?
Yeah, and they kind of...
Kix are kind of sweet already, right?
They gather into like...
Kix balls?
Yeah, they gather into...
Interesting.
Yeah, it's cool. The honey kind of... it sort of rests at the bottom, though, when you finish the cereal. But you don't, you know, you don't...
Oh, you drink the milk, though.
Yeah. It's really good, but it clumps some of the Kix together.
Interesting. Huh. Might have to look into that.
Yeah, she was big on that.
Because I'll have made some cereal.
God, I don't remember the last time I bought Kix or even cereal.
Special K, I've been on them for a couple of years now.
I love Special K with berries, putting some bananas in there.
They got the protein kind, where it's 14 grams of protein in every bowl.
Is that by the Benefiber?
No, look, man. It's a different section of the store.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Judge, so I have a shawl, and I consume Benefiber. Can I live?
I didn't want to bring up the shawl.
By the way, that's the truth. Well, listen, I hope...
Not here to lie to the people.
I hope you enjoy your day. It's going to be gorgeous out there. You see this day I put together for us?
Yeah, I appreciate
that. Last hot day,
Weatherman Scott.
You are welcome.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, the weather is going to fall apart on us come Friday, but it's about that time. It's fall.
I mean, cool. Not really fall apart.
Well, I was going for a pun there, but...
Yeah.
I don't think you got it until I said it again.
Possibly.
It's going to autumn apart.
Yeah,
I see that. It's not going to be too bad. It's just going to start raining.
Either way, I hope you enjoy your day.
I will enjoy my day because I'm planning on going to go check out this this new school teacher, Kevin Pope. This guy. Well, I mean, I heard he's like instructor of the year.
He's really got the curriculum down.
Right?
Yeah. Didn't he beat up a kid?
Yeah. Damn straight he did. Over $4,000.
Straight up jacked him for his cell phone or something like that.
Took his iPhone, took his wallet.
Tough detention right there. Yeah, mugged him, basically, after he tried to get to the meth guy.
Yeah. Well, it was all over weed, too. It's not even over meth.
It was just a weed.
Just weed. So $4,000 worth of weed.
He wanted to go buy $4,000 worth of weed in a state where weed is legal.
This was in New York, so weed is most definitely not legal
gotcha.
There.
Okay, I got gotcha. All right.
But he sent the kid to go buy it. He wanted to get into the drug game.
Well, that's how they do it in the PS over there, man.
Yeah, man, public schools.
Yeah.
Every single school
all
starts with a PS.
Oh, all of them. Yes, they all know.
Poor Kevin Pope. Think he'll be a teacher again?
I doubt if he'll be let on grounds ever again.
The NFL might pick him up.
Jesus, shots fired. Any special programming on the show today?
We lost a member of Buckwheat Zydeco over the weekend. So
heard about that.
It's going to be Buckwheat Zydeco all day long on the show.
BZ, man.
Yep, going down into the swamp.
All right, before you get BZ, you got BC. Beefcake, get ready to step up in here. He's got the 90s at noon for your lunchtime pleasure, followed by Al. Get you ready for 2 hours with Matt Pinfield and me and M. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show. Hey, don't worry, the name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
Why are you so sad?
Why are you so happy, mother?
Morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.